Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 British Summer Time. Today is July 14th. Well, we've seen a number of interesting moves today, and I'll get to those in a moment, but let's have a little recap of what's been happening. We saw some follow-through, or at the very least, the majority of markets held on to the gains that they posted yesterday, and Asia played some catch-up today with the Nikkei up over 2% and the Hang Seng up over 3%, and Australia up over, well, almost 3.5%. So this was quite an impressive advance. We also saw that China hit a new high in here today. And while that market has certainly picked up pace in the last 3 or 4 weeks, it remains in a consistent advance. What we also see is that this has been the first day where we saw Treasury markets pulling back, having been up on consecutive days and having had a very consistent move over the last month. The dollar was weaker earlier on in the session, but firmed up later on in the day, particularly against the euro. We also see in the commodity markets that it has been relatively quiet. What we continue to see is that when the dollar firms any bit at all, that commodity markets, particularly the precious metals, are coughing up their gains really rather sharply. So we saw, for example, that silver was as high as 12.99 today, but it's closing out the day at 12.89, or that gold was as high as 9.27 and closing just a bit off the high at 9.24. And it's a very similar story for what's happening with the dollar. What I think the most important things that we've seen today are that the dollar has moved really rather in a dynamic fashion versus something like the Canadian dollar, where it is really quite obvious that it has lost momentum over the last month and now is breaking downwards. You can say the same type of pattern is evident in some other markets, although perhaps not quite so clear in, for example, the Norwegian crown or the Singapore dollar. So we're seeing lesser currencies, perhaps, that do have sound fundamentals showing greater strength against the US dollar, whereas, for example, the euro, which would hold the largest weighting in the dollar index, being really quite Well, being quiet against the US dollar, where we actually see that the dollar was up against it in here today. The pound was also a bit stronger against the dollar in here, up 52 ticks. So we are seeing that whereas the dollar is still really quite steady on the dollar index and is a bit firmer against the euro, that against other currencies that it is getting weaker. And today was also important because this was the first day where we saw these treasury markets getting clipped a bit. For example, on JGBs, which have had this remarkably persistent steep advance over the last 6 weeks, this was the first downward dynamic. And that probably caps the advance in at least the short term. Now, why I mention the dollar and the sovereign debt markets in tandem is because these two markets have been strengthening over the last 6 weeks since we saw that all change moment back in on July on June 3rd. And Treasury markets rallied impressively over that time period. But on the other hand, we didn't see nearly as impressive an advance by the dollar, and in fact, it more or less ranged for the last 6 weeks. And that really is an indication that while people were looking at these treasuries and saying, well, 4% for a 10-year treasury, it's back to where it was more than a year ago, that 4% is probably, or in the region of 4%, is probably getting back towards a competitive level. And getting into that market and buying them while the yields were really quite high in many respects. That same logic has not fed through to the dollar as a safe haven in case we could see a pullback and consolidation of the impressive gains in stock and commodity markets that were posted between March and June. What we've seen for the dollar is much more that it has ranged over that period, period of time that it's held on, but only barely. And if we are now in a period of at least a short period where markets can be a bit steadier, then there's less of an argument for why the dollar may strengthen. And if we then move into a period in a couple of weeks or months down the line that we see strength returning on a more consistent period to the stock and commodity markets, then there is significant room for the dollar to pull back, particularly against some of those currencies that have the sound fundamentals behind them, which are predominantly commodity related or in the Asian region, which have been less affected by the global credit crisis. So that's probably a major takeaway from the type of activity that we've seen in markets today. What we're also seeing is that in, for example, the USA, where we've seen this gradual pulling back on the S&P and some of the bullish and bearish arguments coming more back into balance. Certainly over the last month, we've seen that the bearish arguments have come more to the fore and that people are really starting to shout about where are these green shoots and let's see some evidence of the activity that people are touting. And we're seeing that the banks are quite steady, and the S&P 500 banks index popped up from the or found support, having gradually came back and tested the 100 level on that index, rallied significantly yesterday, held the gain today, which does point towards some additional firming, and makes the well really puts a floor under the market in the short term, and makes the potential for a retest of the lows that we saw back in March that much more less light or that much less likely. What we can look forward to is a more rangy type environment with an upward bias in the very short term. The very persistent advance that moved from March all the way through to the beginning of June has given way to this rangy environment, and we've certainly seen that the majority of markets held on to their gains really quite well, that any pullback so far has been quite sedate in many respects. And if this type of action persists, where we see a more rangy, much less volatile type of trading environment, that's probably quite bullish for these markets that have not yet confirmed that they or have not yet completed their base formations. And it's probably the best of all possible worlds in that type of scenario. What we see with the commodity markets is that these industrial metals were a bit firmer in here today, but they are also remaining in this corrective phase. But because they are pulling back a little bit slower than the types of retracements that we've seen in the past, which have been very sharp, then the potential that we are in the type of environment where, yes, it is going to be rangy, but that it is more of a support building phase prior to these markets sustaining moves to the upside sometime later this year or early next year, rather than the type of environment where people are beginning to question whether they're going to take out their lows and have another leg to the downside. And there is probably going to be talk like that in the pipeline, particularly as we head towards the anniversary of the market crash back in September last year. And there will be almost doubtless be commentary about the synchronicity of markets, and people will be getting antsy as we come to that 1 year anniversary. And as we head through the summer, we can anticipate that the bearish arguments are going to come more to the fore. But the technical action is what we need to keep an eye on. And for the moment, it looks really quite sanguine that this ranging type environment that we entered more than a month ago has so far been rather sedate. And with that positive action we saw yesterday, particularly in those stock markets, and with follow-through in here today, then we could see some additional firming within the ranges for a large number of these stock markets. And that would probably also look like that we are going to see some additional weakness in the sovereign debt markets, since they have had such remarkably persistent advances on the upside, and this really is the first downward dynamic in a rather long period of time for a number of them. Now, I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but I'd like to wish all the best to all of you.